Hey, this is Sharad Srivatsa. Welcome back to the Business School Podcast. And in this episode, I'm going to take you behind the scenes and give you a tactical approach into a five-part blueprint that I use to create insane productivity. These five strategies don't take a lot of time and they cost zero money. It is just a way to think about your life, your business, and your achievement in a completely different way, but to give it so much focus and so much attention and so much energy that it lets the unimportant things fall away and the more important things actually succeed. We've all been taught that it is not about the destination, it's about the journey. That's only half right, because if it's not about the destination and it's about the journey, we got to at least make the journey a good one for us. I show you a process that you can actually create a joyful journey that can change your life forever, and it all starts right now.
One thing is for certain. Just because it's tried and true doesn't mean it's working right now. So the big question is this: where can you learn what is working right now? The strategies, the tactics, the psychology, and the exact how to grow your business, how to blow up your personal brand and supercharge your personal growth. That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Sharad Srivatsa, and welcome to Business School.
Almost every high achiever I meet around the world is exactly the same. No matter where they are in their business or in their life, they feel like they can do more, they can be more, they can give more, they can achieve more. When I walk into an audience and I say, raise your hands if you are behind on your goals, hands go up. I say, raise your hands if you are on track with your goals, and a bunch of hands go up. Raise your hands if you are ahead of your goals, and the hands go up. And so you see three different groups of hands. But when I say, raise your hand if you feel stressed right now, every single hand goes up. You know why? Because when people are feel behind on their goals, they're stressed. They want to be able to do more. They don't know if they can actually catch up. If people are on task, on target with their goals, they're like, oh man, what would happen if I have a bad month, a bad quarter, and I'm going to get dropped back. And people who are ahead of their goals start to doubt themselves as if they set a lower goal or Lady Luck is going to turn against them in some way. High achievers are wired for pure stress because they believe that no matter what, achievement is upon them and they have to do more of this. Which is why, instead of actually thinking about the process of achievement, I think about the process of the process. I'll say it again. Instead of about thinking about the process of achievement, I think about the process of the process, meaning how amazing would it be if we could design a process to love the process? How amazing would it be if we could design a process to love the process? The crazy part is that most of us have been taught that, oh, it's not about the destination, it's the journey. But then when the journey is terrible, then we start to have a lot of resentfulness. So it's our job to totally figure out how we can design a process to love the process. And what I want to share with you today is one part of that where I'm going to give you a few ideas on how you can design the process to love the process. I call this Millionaire Productivity Secrets. And whenever I'm talking to entrepreneurs, high achievers, whenever I'm talking to coaches and consultants, whenever I'm talking to myself, I look at my life and say, can I put it through the filter of whether I'm being insanely productive? Because the one inexhaustible resource that we have is time. And what processes do I need to put in place that can make my life more joyful? Today, I want to give you five millionaire productivity secrets. These are very simple. None of these cost any money for you to do. And if you just did these five things, it will change your life forever. Whenever I feel stressed, whenever I feel overwhelmed, whenever I feel like I'm not driving and delivering and firing on all cylinders, I always come back to these five things. And this is a little five-part diagnostic on five secrets that I've learned over the years, that I teach it to the portfolio companies that we've invested in, that teach it to the CEOs that I advise, that teach it to the real estate agents I talk to around the world, all about these five things. So these are millionaire productivity secrets. I'm going to bang through all five of them for you. And I think you will at least be able to take one and put it into your life, because this one alone can be cornerstone and to the things that you do. So let's actually jump right into it. One, the first one is the creation of a not-to-do list. Whenever I am stuck or feel overwhelmed, I immediately don't think about what I need to do. I think about what I shouldn't be doing. That's it. Most of the times, we have what I like to call scope creep. scope creep. That is, I have extended the scope of my life into doing things that are outside the scope of my life. And I've started to say yes to things that I can't deliver on anymore. And the interesting part is I then try to kill myself to deliver on those things because I made a promise to do that. In fact, the problem is that the very fact that you have to stretch to do those things is because you have scope creep. And there are things in our life that we can put a hard line down in the sand and say, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'll give you an example. About six, seven years ago, I was just really slammed. And I realized that I was catching a lot of news and sports because I felt like I needed to stay in touch with everything in the world. So I made a decision. I said, you know, for a year, I'm going to give up all news. And it took me close to 90 days to get rid of all news. And that was on my not-to-do list. But it's been 7 years. I am completely unsubscribed from all daily news sources. I don't watch TV. I don't do fantasy football. I still watch the Anaheim Ducks. But most of what I do, I am completely out of it. And the interesting part is it all started with the not-to-do list. Doing the not-to-do list, I realized that I gave myself more capacity, more capability to do other things. So the question is, what is on your not-to-do list? I always like to make the not-to-do list first. When I get up in the morning and I'm like, what am I going to do today? I start with what am I not going to do? Because I know that I can easily get distracted and get stuck on YouTube or social media. I can easily get distracted reorganizing my CRM. I can easily get distracted thinking about the next video I should make. I can easily get distracted going for a walk and getting another Starbucks. I know I can do that. So the number one thing that you can do to have insane productivity is to create a not-to-do list, because all that it is you're making a promise to yourself. You're giving yourself permission to do the things you know that you shouldn't do. The not-to-do list is a mechanism for you, a promise that you can make yourself to not do the things that you know you shouldn't do anyway. That's all this is. I have a little notes app on my phone that says not-to-do list, and whenever I am making a commitment to myself to not do something, I write it in my not-to-do list. That is my memorialization of how I should not do something. So the most important thing is not what you should do, but what you shouldn't do. Because when you start to eliminate and not do the things you shouldn't be doing, then the only things you end up doing are the things you should be doing. And that becomes way easier way to deliver great value to ourselves and the people that we love around us. So number one millionaire productivity secret is create a not-to-do list first before you do anything else. Number two is, I don't know how else to share this, but to work only from a calendar. And the interesting part about this is when you start to work from a straight up to-do list, you don't really know where that thing falls. So we write down, hey, these are the 5 things I need to do today, but we don't write down when. The problem is not a what problem. The problem is a when problem. I know what I need to do after a minute. I know I put 5 things on my list to do today after a minute. I know that. But when am I going to do it? Working from your calendar is the cleanest and most efficient way to honor your time and honor your capability. The reason is, a lot of times you and I will probably put things on our to-do list for today and they'll carry over to tomorrow and they'll carry over to the day after. Why? It's not the function of procrastinating on them. It is a function of not accepting when you are going to do that thing. That is the most important thing. So if you can say, hey, I've got these 5 things and oh my goodness, I have 7 meetings today. How in the world am I going to get these 5 things done with these 7 meetings? You can't. And what you realize is you realize that you're overcommitted. And when you have overcommitted, which is higher pressure, you don't have enough clarity. That's all this is. So now you have a chance and a choice to make. You're like, I have 7 meetings today. I have these 5 things to do. It is physically impossible to get all of this done. What do I do? Now you get a chance to renegotiate your priorities. And that is exactly what needs to happen. Because otherwise, you're putting yourself in a lose-lose situation. And your psyche realizes that every time Sharon puts something on his to-do list, he may or may not get it done. And that is a really, really bad thing. That's what I call the snooze paradox, right? You set an alarm for 4:55 a.m. You wake up and you snooze, and then you wake up at 6:45 a.m. Your body knows, your alarm clock knows, your psyche knows that you are not committed to that time that you set. The psyche knows that just because you put something down, you're not going to achieve it. And that's a really bad relationship to have with yourself. It's a really bad relationship to have with your psyche. There is zero reason to do that. Only accept to do what you know you're going to get done, because then you get in this cadence of success. What is success? What is confidence? Confidence is the memory of success, right? Confidence is the memory of success. We know that if we are confident that we can get something done, then we will get it done. And the way you get the confidence is you have a memory of success. I put three things down on my calendar. I had blocks for it. I estimated how long it would take me correctly. And I actually got it done. So the next time I put three things on my calendar, my psyche knows that I made a good judgment call on how I did it, because Sharad always gets whatever he said he would get done, done. And throwing time at the problem isn't the answer. Managing the priorities with the time allotted is the answer. So working from a calendar is way more important. So you can, I'll tell you what I do. I have a to-do list. I have a, you know, project management system that I use. But then I know what I'm going to do that day. And not only what am I going to do that day, when I'm going to do it. If I need to write three important emails, I just don't tell myself, write three important emails today. I tell myself when exactly I'm going to write those three emails. I block those off of my calendar, maybe at 5 in the morning or maybe at 10 at night. I know when I was going to do those, so I don't have this lingering thought in my head that I don't know when I'm going to do it. And then it doesn't get carried forward. So secret number two is work from a calendar, not just from a to-do list. If you have a to-do list, transfer things into your calendar, start to block off the whens, and you'll start to see the whats come to life. Here's number three, is our life is all about attention and energy. Attention and energy. That is, where do you want your attention to go? That's where your energy will flow, right? And attention is mainly based on the two things. One, the not-to-do list. And two, because of the not-to-do list, you have focus. So you're like, I'm giving attention to these three things in my life. But where does the energy come from? Energy, a lot of ways, comes from our ability to being around and working with people that we love and that we care about. Most of the time, whether you're introverted or not, we are pack animals. From a community-based perspective, if we don't do things with people that we love and enjoy and care about, there's a lot of resentfulness. You could have the greatest, you know, career or job in the world, but if you don't like the three people that you work with, it's going to be really, really sad. So I would audit your energy, and the energy is entirely based on, a lot of times it's based on your environment or the people in your environment. Like if you're sitting in and doing work on a kitchen table and that's the only option you have, that's okay. But maybe you take a walk. Maybe you work for an hour from Starbucks. Maybe you take all your calls on the road. Whatever it may be, you have a chance to actually manage your attention and manage your energy. Energy is generally based on environment and the people in your environment. I've realized for me personally, I'm very people-driven. When there are people in my environment that are affecting my energy negatively, I either remove myself from the environment or remove that person from the environment. Not all the time do you and I have the ability to fire a person that you're working with or fire a client. You don't, but I can limit the amount of time I spend with that person because I don't like their energy creeping into my space. A lot of people don't want to talk about this, but attention and energy are key factors in figuring out how to actually drive more productivity. Because where your attention goes, there your energy flows. And your energy is impeded a lot of the times by the environment that you have and the people that are in your environment. So the question I would ask yourself is, who is one person right now that you can reduce time with, that you can reduce involvement with, that you can reduce access to, that you can reduce their time in your orbit, that will instantly make you feel better? I will tell you, every single one of us has this person. If you could just identify one person that you need to spend less time with, it will dramatically average up your overall energy. And that is amazing. Now, the opposite is true as well. If you're like, man, I really like that guy, Sharad, and I want to spend more time with him. I want to spend more time associated with him. I want to spend more time connected with him. I'm using my name just as an example, by the way. Then now adding that one more person who you want to spend more time with into your orbit is really powerful because it revitalizes and re-energizes you dramatically. So we talked about three things. Number one, work from a not-to-do list. Number two, work from a calendar. And number three, attention and energy drive everything. And the idea is to really think about who in your orbit is sucking your energy, even if it's very minute, because it can get negatively logarithmic as far as energy-sucking vampires go. All right, here's the other two things. Here's number four, which is the review preview. The review preview was actually taught to be my coach and advisor, Michael Shergold. Michael is one of the top CEO coaches in the world. I've worked with Michael for 5+ years. He's amazing. And he taught me this idea of the review preview. And how it works is every Friday, this is how I implement it. But every Friday, I sit down on Friday afternoon at the end of the business day, and I review everything that I did that week. So I review everything that I did that week. And I say, okay, here's what happened Monday. I go through my calendar. Here's what happened Tuesday. I go through my calendar. Here's what happened Wednesday. I just review my entire week and I ask myself the question, what follow-up is needed from that? So now that ensures that I don't drop the ball, the things that I committed to for more than a few days, right? The second is I preview the next 2 weeks. And I look ahead the next 2 weeks and I in front of my calendar, I'm like, okay, what is coming up over the next 2 weeks that I need to prepare for? And I just start to make a list of things that I need to prepare for. Now I've done a review and I've gotten all my follow-up. I've done a preview and I've gotten all my to prepare for. Then I take those and I just start to slide them into my calendar on the things that I need to work on. What this does is it really settles me because it doesn't allow me to drop a lot of balls. Now, based on just volume of things on my plate, I may be a little delayed on a few things, but that's my judgment call. What else can I do? If I have 100 things to do and only 10 hours to do it, and I'm not going to get to that this week, well, unfortunately, I'm not going to get to that this week. I don't know what else to do, right? So, but at least I know that nothing falls off my plate. It's there. It will get done, but I manage my review and my preview really well. Managing your review preview puts you in a really settled place and always allows you to stay prepared for upcoming things, but also follow up on the things that you already spent your time doing. So that's the review preview. And here's the last one. This is what my dad told me, number five. And he stated this phrase, which I really appreciate that I've carried with me for the rest of my, will carry with me for the rest of my life. And my dad always did something, and I'll tell you exactly what it is. Every night I have this memory of my dad that we would finish eating dinner and we'd all be kind of getting ready for bed. And my dad would sit down on the kitchen table. He had this beautiful leather journal, you know, like a fat guy, a big fat leather journal. And he would sit down and he would open to the next page. He would write the date, which is tomorrow's date, on that page. And he would write down, all the things that he was going to do tomorrow. And he would write it all down in his, you know, beautiful fountain pen with, you know, in great cursive handwriting. And he'd write down each thing that he was going to do tomorrow. And once he was done, he would put his pen down, close the journal, he'd wake up the next day, he would attack that list, and he would not come home until that list was done. That was my dad's way of creating insane success. And he knew that he had one page to write the number of things in, and whatever he wrote on that page is what was going to get done the next day. He didn't write 2 pages, he didn't write 4 pages, he didn't write 8 pages, he wrote one page. One page in the journal, and he would work everything in that journal for the day, and he would not come home. I did not go to bed until that page got done. And he called it, he always said, Sharon, you got to plan tomorrow today. You got to plan tomorrow today. And I saw him do that actively as I was growing up. I saw him do that every single day. I saw the cadence, I saw the commitment. And it showed me what a great guy he is, what a great thinking and entrepreneur he is. It showed me how much he cared. It showed me that he had a system to give him the joy that he wanted, because isn't it our job to create a process to enjoy the process? That's what my dad did. He created a process to enjoy the process. He knew that he had to get the work done. He knew that some of the stuff is interesting and some of the stuff is boring, but he built tomorrow today. And he created a process to enjoy the process. Those are my five key ideas on what I call the millionaire productivity secrets. It is number one, the not-to-do list. Number two, working from a calendar. Number three, thinking about attention and energy. Number four is the review preview. And number five is planning tomorrow today. I know that was fairly tactical, but what I wanted to share with you is that there is a blueprint, there is a formula that you can actually use to create for yourself to have insane productivity. We are given one life that we know of. We're given one career that we know of. We're given one opportunity to change the world, one that we know of. I don't know how many more chances you and I are going to get, but we live in some of the greatest times in human history right now. And if we can't focus, if we can't create a path for us to deliver immense value, if we can't say, hey, I'm going to go be the best in the world at something, if we can't turn around and say, this is what I'm going to do to change the world. People talk about thinking big and dreaming big. I think it's way bigger than thinking and dreaming big. I think there's so much more to life than just that. And I think a lot of it comes down to our capacity and our capability, where we don't have to do the things that super rich people and super wealthy people do, but we have to do and think about how they do it. Because we know this one thing. It's truly about the journey and not the destination. The destination is just a validation that we did the right thing on the journey. But it's not fair to have a sucky journey. It's not fair to not enjoy the life that we live to create memories that we want, which is why it's important to create a process to enjoy the process. And here, these were my five different ways of helping you create a new process to enjoy the process. By the way, I know you're not going to like or subscribe or any of those things, but I don't know if this is helpful to you, if you can take one of these and implement this in your life. So all I ask is this: could you just take a quick screenshot and then tag me on Instagram saying, or social anywhere saying, hey, that was good. Can you make more like that? Hey, that was interesting. I like that. Hey, I'm going to do that. Just give me some feedback, because that way I know that you like this and I'll make more like this for you. Remember, however you slice it, greatness is a choice, and I hope you choose to have an amazingly millionaire productivity-based day, week, month, and year. Please take a screenshot, tag me. I appreciate you so much, and I'll catch you on the next one.
Hey, Chiron, I have a cool gift for you. Since you like this podcast, I actually have an ultra super secret private podcast that I make just for my partner companies and the CEOs and influencers that I advise. It's called 10K Wisdom because I try to wrap $10,000 worth of value in every single episode in just under 10 minutes. That's why it's called 10K Wisdom. It's raw, it's real, it's got no intro or outro or anything like that. It's just straight to the point and to the insights. Since you like this podcast, I think you will like that. So, for the first time, I'm making it available to you. Just go to 10kwisdom.com, the number 10kwisdom.com, and my team will activate it for you as my gift. Go to 10kwisdom.com. I'll see you there.